Peggy had a provocative question.
Who?
Peggy.
Peggy had a provocative question.
Yeah, sort of. Well, Paul and I were talking last night about perfect masters. You know, it's one of these questions about perfect masters. And he was saying that he thinks that of the five perfect masters who have responsibility, there's always one of them who sort of has the function of hither, you know, to appear in different forms in different places. I said my impression was that in addition to whoever the five perfect masters are, there's always this, you know, this hither. In addition, who sometimes takes bodies and sometimes doesn't.
Yes, it is not. It's an office, Baba says, that is activated by the masters of the time.
I see.
Yeah.
So, when necessary, they call him.
That.
Yeah.
And it is said so through many examples and experiences in the past. I don't know in the present, nobody has collected such experiences. But they have seen the entity himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he's always, he has that, the sign of being, he's known as the green one. The one who is always dressed in green,
mm-hmm.
from top to bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And where his foot touches the earth, doesn't it turn green, supposedly?
No.
No.
It turns barren.
Oh.
Is why did he show up lately?
Pardon?
I mean,
he must have been an Avinagar.
Yeah.
Pretty barren.
Any sign of him?
The signs will be after some time, not now. It's too early for him to come because the office is activated depending in direct proportion to the longing. It's not activated just to please some aspirant on the path or anything. But when the longing is so great, it's like do or die. And the situation is so grave that, as I told you last time, that human body is so good. Didn't we speak about it last time? Baba would say how precious is the human body and all that. So on the verge of losing this life, the aspirant goes to that extent, through the desert-like regions, or through mountain tops, or something like that, and where there is, you may call it, there's no way out, a checkmate is there. Just to get in through that, the office is activated, and there he appears, and he renders help to the aspirant. That's when the appearance is. And that can take place, you see, with the perfect masters themselves too.
I see.
Yeah. And of course, much more so with him, who plays tricks of hide and seek with us all the time, and appears and disappears and all that. He does that too. But it is said that there is an office. That's what I heard. I don't know anything about it.
Was that supposed to be who Hafiz saw when he was at the tomb there for 40 nights trying to stay awake?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay. People call him the angel, people call him Angel Gabriel or this or that, or whatever you call it. You see. Name him with any name. It's the office of the Khidr. Khidr.
Khidr.
Khidr.
K-H-I-D-R.
Khidr. Khidr.
Khidr. The D has a T-H sound?
Yeah.
Like your lisping?
I don't know, because my eardrums are affected. I can't, whether it is that or not. It has J and T and D together, you see. I had always heard when I was young as Khizr. Then I started reading and then I came across D, so I start pronouncing as Khizr. And then I heard the Westerners speaking out, you see, getting T into it also, and so forth. It matters very little what's in a name after all. Yeah. People call me Eruchi, Iraj, and this and that, and it's just that. So I said, yeah, I...
Eruchi.
Arucci? Arucci.
Yeah,
they call He's them. That's Italian.
They even write that. So, what's in a name? I said, they say, why don't you correct them? I said, what's in a name after all? As long as I know that they are calling out, so I just respond. What's the name? Yeah, they call me out.